Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, May 21st episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a podcast that is dedicated to prayer, devotion, scripture reading, and Bible study, and whatever I want to talk about. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. There's a lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ over there doing wonderful work for the kingdom. I would definitely encourage you to get on over there. It is going to be more than worthwhile for you. I will guarantee you're going to find something over there you want to listen to, and there's a real good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. All right, well, I wanted to let you know, there's going to be at least a week, maybe a few weeks. I'm just going to be doing the scripture reading and prayer and devotion, and I will probably not be doing Bible study. Sorry, I had to let a dog out there. So I'm not going to be doing the Bible study for at least a week or so. I'm about to have to preach 3 of the 5 Sundays in June. Plus I have my own family responsibility as well. And I want a little bit more time trying to read and prepare for the, John's epistles, for getting into 1 John. It's just these epistles, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, 1st, 2nd Peter, James, Jude, all very, very critical for the church. And we need to understand them very, very well. All the Bible does apply, but these definitely, I mean, you read them, you can read Jude and it sounds like he's talking today. I mean, and so I want us to be able to properly approach it. I don't want to kind of, roll the dice with it and hope we get, you know, we handle it properly. So I want to take a little bit more time reading through that, but I didn't want to just leave you hanging. I've done enough of that over the last couple of months. So I'm going to continue doing the Bible reading, prayer, devotion every day. I may talk a little bit about something, that say there's something that's kind of on my mind and whatever. But we're just going to be doing that for the next couple of weeks, but I at least wanted to give you something each day. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and open up today with the third day morning prayer. It's called God, Creator and Controller. Let's pray. Most High God, the universe with all its myriad creatures is thine, made by thy word, upheld by thy power, governed by thy will. But thou art also the Father of mercies, the God of all grace, the bestower of all comfort, the protector of the saved. Thou hast been mindful of us, hast visited us, preserved us, given us a goodly heritage, the holy scriptures, the joyful gospel, the Savior of souls. We come to thee in Jesus' name, make mention of his righteousness only, plead his obedience and sufferings, who magnified the law both in its precepts and penalty, and made it honorable. May we be justified by his blood, saved by his life, joined to his spirit. Let us take up his cross and follow him. May the agency of thy grace prepare us for thy dispensations. Make us willing that thou shouldst choose our inheritance and determine what we shall retain or lose, suffer or enjoy. If blessed with prosperity, may we be free from its snares and use, not abuse, its advantages. May we patiently and cheerfully submit to those afflictions which are necessary. When we are tempted to wander, hedge up our way. Excite in us abhorrence of sin. Wean us from the present evil world. Assure us that we shall at last enter Emmanuel's land, where none is ever sick and the sun will always shine. Amen. All right. And now our devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. All right, we'll be doing the morning devotion from May 21st. The text is from 1 Peter 2:3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If, then, this is not a matter to be taken for granted concerning every one of the human race, if, then, there is a possibility and a probability that some may not have tasted that the Lord is gracious, if, then, this is not a general but a special mercy, and it is needful to inquire whether we know the grace of God by inward experience, there is no spiritual favor which may not be a matter for heart searching. But while this should be a matter of earnest and prayerful inquiry, no one ought to be content whilst there is any such thing as an if about his having tasted that the Lord is gracious. A just jealous and holy distrust of self may give rise to the question, even in the believer's heart, but the continuance of such a doubt would be an evil indeed. We must not rest without a desperate struggle to clasp the Savior in the arms of faith and say, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. Do not rest, O believer, till thou hast a full assurance of thine interest in Jesus. Let nothing satisfy thee till, by the infallible witness of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness with thy spirit, thou art certified that thou art a child of God. O trifle not here. Let no perhaps and peradventure and if and maybe satisfy thy soul. Build on eternal verities and verily build upon them. Get the sure mercies of David and surely get them. Let thine anchor be cast into that which is within the veil, and see to it that thy soul be linked to the anchor by a cable that will not break. Advance beyond these dreary ifs. Abide no more in the wilderness of doubts and fears. Cross the Jordan of distrust and enter the Canaan of peace, where the Canaanite still lingers, but where the land ceaseth not to flow with milk and honey. All right, our reading today is 2 Chronicles 15, 16, and 17, Psalm 3, Psalm 63, and Romans 1. So 1 Chronicles 15. Hear the word of the Lord. Then David made houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. And David said, no one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for Yahweh chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever. Then David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of Yahweh to its place, which he had prepared for it. And David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and 120 of his relatives, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and 220 of his relatives, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and 130 of his relatives, of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and 200 of his relatives, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his relatives, of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and 112 of his relatives. Then David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, you are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites. Set yourselves apart as holy, both you and your relatives, that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it at the first, Yahweh our God broke out against us, for we did not seek him according to the legal judgment. So the priests and the Levites set themselves apart as holy to bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel. And the sons of the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses had commanded according to the word of Yahweh. Then David said to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their relatives, the singers, with instruments of music, harps, lyres, loud-sounding cymbals, to raise a sound of gladness. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and from his relatives Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and from the sons of Merari, their relatives, Ethan, the son of Cushaiah, and with them their relatives of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Masaiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micnaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, the gatekeepers. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound aloud cymbals of bronze. And Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Masaiah, and Benaiah with harps, set according to Alamoth. And Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micnaiah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah to lead with lyres set according to the Sheminith. Chenaniah, the chief of the Levites, was in charge of the singing. He gave instruction in singing because he had understanding. Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eliezer, the priests, blew the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were gatekeepers for the ark. So it was David with the elders of Israel and the commanders over thousands who went to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh from the house of Obed-Edom with gladness. Now this happened because God was helping the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and they sacrificed seven bulls and seven rams. Now David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, with all the Levites who were carrying the ark, as well as the singers, and Chenaniah, the leader of the singing, with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Thus all Israel was bringing up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting and with sound of the horn, with trumpets, with loud-sounding cymbals, with harps and lyres. Now it happened, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart. 1 Chronicles 16. And they brought in the ark of God, and placed it inside the tent which David had pitched for it, and they brought burnt offerings and peace offerings near before God. Then David completed offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, and he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. And he appointed to every one of Israel, both men and women, to every one a loaf of bread, and a portion of meat, and a raisin cake. And he made some of the Levites ministers before the ark of Yahweh, even to bring remembrance, and to thank and praise Yahweh, the God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and second to him Zechariah, then Jehiel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael with musical instruments, harps, lyres. Also Asaph played loud-sounding cymbals. And Benaiah and Jahaziel, the priests, blew trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day David first assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to Yahweh. O give thanks to Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his acts among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Muse on all his wondrous deeds, boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek Yahweh be glad. Inquire of Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wondrous deeds which he has done, his miraculous signs and the judgments uttered by his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, O son of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, which he cut with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. Then he also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance, when you were only a few men in number, of little account, and sojourners in it. And they wandered about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He permitted no man to oppose them, and he reproved kings for their sakes. Do not touch my anointed ones, and against my prophets do no evil. Sing to Yahweh all the earth, proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Recount his glory among the nations, his wondrous deeds among all the peoples, for great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised. And he is more fearsome than all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to Yahweh, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory of his name. Lift up an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is established. It will not be shaken. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar as well as its fullness. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before Yahweh, for he is coming to judge the earth. O give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Then say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from among the nations, to give thanks to your holy name and revel in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praised Yahweh. So he left behind Asaph and his relatives there before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 relatives, Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun, and Hosa as gatekeepers. Now he left behind Zadok the priest and his relatives, the priests below the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high, before the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high place which was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of burnt offering continually morning and evening, even according to all that is written in the law of Yahweh, which he commanded Israel. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to Yahweh because his loving kindness endures forever. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those who should sound aloud, and with instruments for the songs of God, and the sons of Jeduthun for the gate. Then all the people went each to his house, and David returned to bless his household. 1 Chronicles 17. Now it happened when David inhabited his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Behold, I inhabit a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of Yahweh is under tent curtains." So Nathan said to David, "Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you." Now it happened in the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and say to David, my servant, thus says Yahweh, you shall not build me a house to inhabit, for I have not inhabited a house since the day that I brought up Israel to this day. But I have been from tent to tent and from one dwelling place to another. Wherever I have gone about with all Israel, did I speak a word with even one of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? So now thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says Yahweh of hosts, I myself took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make you a name like the name of the great men who are on the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place, and not be disturbed again. And the unrighteous will not waste them any more as formerly, even from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and I will subdue all your enemies. And I tell you that Yahweh will build a house for you, and it will be that when your days are fulfilled to go to be with your fathers, I will raise up one of your seed after you, who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build for me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me, and I will not remove my loving kindness from him as I removed it from him who was before you. But I will cause him to stand in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever." According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then David the king went in and sat before Yahweh and said, "Who am I, O Yahweh God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? And this was a small thing in your eyes, O God, but you have spoken of the house of your slave concerning the distant future, and have regarded me according to the standard of a man of high degree, O Yahweh God. Again, what more can David say to you concerning the glory bestowed on your slave? You know your slave, O Yahweh, for the sake of your slave, and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness to make known all these great things. O Yahweh, there is none like you, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make you a name by great and awesome things, in driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed out of Egypt? Yet you gave your people Israel to be your own people forever, and you, O Yahweh, have become their God. So now, O Yahweh, let the word that you have spoken concerning your slave and concerning his house endure forever, and do as you have spoken, that your name endure and be magnified forever, by saying, Yahweh of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel and the house of David, your servant is established before you. For you, O my God, have revealed in the hearing of your slave that you will build for him a house. Therefore your slave has found courage to pray before you. So now, O Yahweh, you are God, and you have promised this good thing to your slave. So now you have been pleased to bless the house of your slave, that it may be forever before you. For you, O Yahweh, have blessed, and it is blessed forever. Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. O Yahweh, how my adversaries have become many. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Selah. But you, O Yahweh, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was calling to Yahweh with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for Yahweh sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people, who all around have set themselves against me. Arise, O Yahweh, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to Yahweh. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah. Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh yearns for you, in a dry and weary land without water. Thus I have beheld you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips will laud you, thus I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with fatness and richness, and my mouth offers praises with lips of joyful songs. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. They will be a portion for foxes, but the king will be glad in God. Everyone who swears by him will boast, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be closed. And finally, Romans 1. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, having been set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was designated as the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we received grace and apostleship for the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. For God, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how without ceasing I make mention of you. Always in my prayers, earnestly asking if perhaps now at last, by the will of God, I may succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be strengthened, that is, to be mutually encouraged while among you, by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that often I have planned to come to you, and have been prevented so far, so that I may have some fruit among you also, even as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greek and to barbarian, both to the wise and to the foolish. In this way, for my part, I am eager to proclaim the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "But the righteous will live by faith." For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them, for since the creation of the world, his visible invisible attributes, both his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the likeness of corruptible man, and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them over to dishonorable passions, for their females exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, and in the same way also the males abandoned the natural function of the female and burned in their desire toward one another, males with males committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them over to an unfit mind to do those things which are not proper. Having been filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, violent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and although they know the righteous requirement of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. All right, that is our reading for the day. Before we close out, again, I want to make kind of clear, the whole point is that the epistles of John are very, very important. Like I spoke about yesterday when I was talking about our responsibility in the battle, we're in a battle. And believe me, some of the books in the Bible that tell us the most about what that battle's going to look like and how we have to fight it are the epistles of John, the epistles of Peter, James, Jude. They are. The other ones are important as well. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you see Paul talk about it even in the book of Acts. that Luke records. But again, it is very, very critical that we understand that. So I don't want to take a kind of half-prepared approach and jump straight in. I want to make sure I'm ready for us to jump into John. And like I said as well, I've got three sermons I've got to do in June that I already know my verses for them, and I need to get those prepared ahead of time so I can take care of those and still maintain my family responsibilities, which are very, very critical at this time. So again, very, very important. If you want to get prepared for them, I'll tell you what, read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. It won't take you very long to read all three. Go ahead and read them. Read them once a day. That would be a great way to get prepared for our study and the epistles of John. I actually plan on doing that as well. So just letting you know. But thank you for spending this time with me. I continue to pray again, like I mentioned yesterday. I pray that this spending this time in the scripture together helps us to be more and more saturated in the scripture. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Let's go ahead and close out with the third day evening prayer called Before Sleep. Let's pray. God of all sovereignty, thy greatness is unsearchable, thy name most excellent, thy glory above the heavens. 10,000 minister to thee. 10,000 times 10,000 stand before thee. In thy awful presence we are less than nothing. We do not approach thee because we deserve thy notice, for we are sinners. Our necessities compel us. Thy promises encourage us. Our broken hearts incite us. The mediator draws us. Thy acceptance of others moves us. Look thou upon us and be merciful unto us. Convince us of the penalty and pollution of sin. Give us faith to believe, and believing to have life in Jesus. May we enter into his sufferings. Let us see thy hand in the instruments of our grief, rejoicing that they are from thy overruling providence. Let not our weeping hinder sowing, nor sorrow duty. While living in a world of change, let us seek the abiding city. Be with us to our journey's end, that we may glorify thee in death as in life. We bless thee for preservation, supplies, mercies, and to thee, keeper of souls, we commit all we are and have. May no evil befall us, no sickness come nigh us, no horror disturb us. May our conscience be clear, our hearts pure, our sleep sweet, and with the innumerable company who neither slumber nor rest, we join in ascribing blessing, honor, glory, and power to the Lamb upon the throne forever and ever. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good day. God bless.